My name is Dr. Robert Den. I'm the Dean of School Relations and University Articulations at Chattanooga State. The purpose of the SALES project in mathematics is to remove the deficiencies that students, high school students, have in mathematics before they matriculate to college after high school graduation. Because right now we're showing around 70% of Tennessee high school students when they graduate are still in need of remediation in math. Right now in Tennessee, students who get to their senior year having taken the regular series of math, Algebra 1, Algebra 2, and Geometry, now math is required all 4 years of high school. In Tennessee. Well, students that are barely making it through those first three and are still in need of remediation aren't ready to move on to the higher level fourth year math, such as pre-calculus, trigonometry, those courses. So at the high school level, they're usually put into the bridge math course, which is in itself a developmental, remedial type math course at the high school level. So the statewide scale-up, Chattanooga State is leading the charge on that because we are the creators of the SALES model, and we piloted it here with extreme success. So we're sharing it now with the other 12 community colleges in the system in Tennessee. And they are partnering with the high schools that they serve in their primary service region. And how it works is it's a collaboration between the community college and the high schools where the students are in their high school classrooms. It is a facilitated hybrid model where all of the content, the quizzes and problem sets and multimedia supplemental instruction they get is all online, pushed out from the community college. It's the same course that students take on the community college campus, that they would take if they needed remediation after high school. Well, we put it down into the classroom, and those students get help from the high school math teacher who's actually in the class with them. And that's the key. They get the benefit of both of those worlds, the content from the college and the help, on-ground support they get from the math teacher. And those competencies, those are the college learning support competencies. There are five of them in Tennessee. And those students work their way through those, and they're banked. They're banked in a statewide system so that when they matriculate and they go to college in Tennessee, the college can pull up that information and say, well, you have finished your learning. That learning support is what we call remedial level courses in Tennessee. You finished your learning support courses, so you're ready for college level math. So they don't have to pay for and spend time and effort in their first year of college doing remedial work. In our pilot back in the 2012-2013 year, we had four community colleges partnering with 20 high schools and about 600 students. That was our first year pilot. And in that pilot, we showed at Chattanooga State here that 83% of the students who started in that program finished all five competencies and were deemed ready for college-level math. And here's a bonus. In the fall, that cohort of students started in the fall term of their senior year. For the students who finished in December, they were able to move on into their college math class in the spring of their senior year in high school. So we had 23% of those students actually finished their general education requirement and for college math before they even graduated high school. That means that those students started basically two semesters behind their college-ready peers, and by the time they graduated high school, they were a semester ahead. Now we've already gone through the first semester of the year one scale-up, which is statewide, and we're serving 8,400 students in about 56 school systems. And by December, out of the 6,000 students that started in the fall, 2,252 of those students finished all five competencies. And the others still have until May to finish. And so we expect to see the same impressive results by the end of the year, you know, into the 80, maybe even 90 percentile of students that complete all of their learning support coursework before they graduate high school. You heard in the governor's address that we are slated in the budget to receive another a little over $2.5 million to expand this to 12,000 students, seniors next year that score less than 19 on the math part of their ACT and that aren't ready for college level math yet. And we expect to serve 150 high schools. That's an approximation out of the 318 high schools in the state of Tennessee. And we expect to see, you know, the same results. Eventually, we want to serve the 30,000-plus students every year that test lower than college-level ready in math in their senior year. And so, you know, hopefully this will become an ongoing, project. We expect and we want to see that the sales model is the fourth-year bridge math model ongoing in Tennessee. Kids today, they like working online. Okay, the product we're using, the Pearson MyLabs Plus, is very dynamic. It's very interactive. It has great multimedia help on there with video clips and audio clips and you know, high res graphics. Also, the students, it's mastery based. The students can learn at their own pace, working through the modules. They don't have to be rushed if they're not getting something, and students who are getting it don't have to wait. They can test out of certain modules by taking the test at the beginning of each unit. Also, we have field coordinators, 15 field coordinators across the state that are in the classrooms facilitating the communication between the community colleges and the high schools. They're helping students, they're helping teachers, troubleshooting the technology and the software, providing ongoing professional development. We have students and teachers telling us all the time, I can't believe how well this model is working. Just because of the difference from the old conventional chalk and talk lecture, where students, you know, the students have had 12 years of this, and obviously it wasn't working because they're still deficient in math. But this model, with the getting the help that they need, the students have on-ground immediate support by the certified math faculty that can help them get unstuck when they need it. And when they don't need it, the teachers leave them alone. They can use peer tutoring. We have students all the time who are helping each other. If they've gotten through a module and they see a student next to them struggling, they can say, hey, let me show you how I learned that. And so the students can work together. And students are feeling successful now for the first time in math in their entire, you know, educational career.